Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. You've heard me talk about Cog Hill every single episode this season, and we will continue to do so because they are one of the premier golf destinations in the Chicagoland area. Featuring 72 holes of championship golf, including the world-famous Stubbs Dread, Cog Hill has just upgraded their entire practice academy to include top tracer, two bars, a food truck, and a full family experience that anyone will enjoy. Go out to coghillgolf.com to learn more. We are also brought to you by our friends over at WorldwideGolfShops.com. If you're looking to upgrade your game this year, or if you're just trying to pick up some new pieces of golf apparel, or even some training aids to help you score better, WorldwideGolfShops.com has you covered. The best part about this website is they always offer incredible deals on some of the newest equipment, even just days after its release. Once again, it's WorldwideGolfShops.com. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I'm Adam, your host as always, and joining me today is Mr. Corey Schneider, the founder of Revolve Golf, probably one of the coolest golf bags I've ever used. Corey, thanks so much for taking some time this evening to talk to me.
How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great. So you're talking to me from Myrtle Beach. You told me that the company is from Long Island. Is that right?
That's correct. I have a partner on Long Island, Robert Chorney. He's from Nassau Golf, and he does a bunch of golf stuff.
Excellent, excellent. And so before we get into the product itself, the Revolve golf bag, and listeners watching on YouTube, you can see it behind Corey right now. But what got you interested in doing a golf bag?
Yeah, during COVID, everyone was stuck in the house, and we played at Bethpage a lot on Long Island because I still lived on Long Island. So I went into the garage one night, and I had three or four bags filled with clubs to the top, and we started moving them around. And there was a shortage on golf bags. You couldn't get a wheel bag. So I started thinking about, be great if my bag had wheels on it and a handle. And I didn't have to get an extra, you know, wheelie cart. So I started, took the lawnmower wheels and a handle. And I kind of made the first one in my garage. So
nice.
I drilled a hole in the base. I took a handle from a luggage bag and started making a contraption, basically.
It's funny how little things that we thought we would never need, you know, to worry about kind of happen. And then you seem like you came up with a solution for something. And just for the listener's sake, the Revolve golf bag, as you could see right there on the screen, it's a golf bag that is a stand bag. It's a carry bag, but you can also put wheels on it, which I had never seen anything like that before.
The idea when we started making it, we wanted to keep it a carry bag because I played Bethpage Black. I played with the club there, and Bethpage, you'd have to walk. So I used to have one of those big, heavy three-wheel ones. And then I never liked pushing. It was like pushing a shopping cart up and down those hills. So with this, when I came up with this, it was a great solution for going up and down. And a good thing about this is you could carry it even with the wheels and the handle. So if you're around the green, you throw it on your shoulder, you walk across. If it's a real steep hill, you could just chuck it on your shoulder and walk up the hill instead of dragging it. So it had a lot of options that I really liked.
Yeah, that's a quality that when I received my bag, and thank you for sending one over, I immediately said, wow, exactly what you just mentioned. You can carry it if you need to. You can have everything attached. You can have the handle coming out of the bag and everything. And it's one of the most versatile bags I've ever seen. When you first had the idea in your garage to put wheels on the bottom of the bag, what did your friends say? What were people saying?
Well, I tried to keep it quiet at first, but then the way I made it, the stand wouldn't stand.
Oh.
Because I had the wheels on the other side and the handle. So then we started thinking, I come from an engineering background.
Okay.
So I started thinking how to do the moment of inertia and where to put the wheels, because I wanted it to be a real light stand bag.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that to be the basis of the whole thing. And then basically it went from there. We put the wheels, which in a lot of different spots. And then we came up with the wheels where they are now.
Was that the most difficult part in the design, like where the wheels should be?
That and keeping the weight light. That was the two things I wanted to keep, because, having a regular bag that goes onto a cart, the wheels are in a different position. So I wanted to design it so having the wheels there, and but still being able to have the lightness of a pull bag.
Got it. Yeah, well, I would say that you completely succeeded in that, because when I was playing around with it, I couldn't believe how lightweight it was. I mean, because let's be honest, there's that second or that extra pocket rather, where you've got the kind of the luggage handle coming out of it,
right,
which you would think would add a little bit of weight to the bag, and it might, but still it's a very lightweight bag. So you did a great job with that.
Yeah. The wheels are less than a pound, not mm-hmm. even, and the handle's not even less than a pound also. So yeah, that was our really theme, was to keep it a stand bag.
What I appreciate the most about it is the fact that the legs stay on the bag. And I know that sounds like it's an obvious thing to say, but you and I both know that whenever you're using a push cart and you are on a hill, sometimes you wish you could have something to lean on, and your bag has that.
Right. That bag will stand anywhere. And the handle itself goes all the way down to the bottom of the bag. So it's so strong. A lot of the bags that we noticed, you could take your hand and actually squeeze them in.
Mm-hmm.
You could break its back. So when we started designing it, I wanted to make sure you could lean on the side of that bag, and that bag will not be as sturdy as anything.
So now that it's been released, people have been seeing it, people are using it. How has reception been so far? Do people like it?
People see it and they're like, what is that? A lot of people, you know. And then I hand them cards. I show them what it does. But we're getting a lot of stuff from the younger kids. We're getting a lot of sales from high school kids, young kids that like to walk. A lot of the high school kids, their parents actually wheel their bags around.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents like the bag better than the children, because they're wheeling the bag around for the kids that are playing on the high school team. So we're getting a lot of junior people that are looking at it.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, as we know with the COVID golf boom, so many new golfers that came into the game, a lot of them wanted to walk. And you expressed earlier that gave you the idea initially, where the people that couldn't take carts, they wanted to walk, they wanted to get out and do something. So I could see where that just has boosted popularity for a bag like this.
Yeah, that's really where we started to do good, because nobody could get a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, if you couldn't get a wheel cart. So this all came in one. You buy a bag, you get everything in one shot. So, and we tried to keep the price equivalent or even cheaper than if you had to buy a bag and a wheel cart.
And that's a good point. And so right now, as of the time of this recording, and listeners, if you go out to revolvegolf.com is the website, you've got a pre-holiday special going on where it's $349.99. And I think you hit the nail on the head. First of all, that is a price point that is very comparable to some of the best golf bags out there that don't have wheels.
Right.
So you're getting extra things with it. What has been the reception so far? Because you've only been open with this bag for a little while, right?
Yeah, we're selling them for maybe 6 months. We're really new.
Yep. So brand new on the market. RevolveGolf.com is the website. And what I really appreciated about it, Corey, is how easy it was to turn. Now, these are removable wheels. They ship with the bag. You could take them on,
You can put them on, take them off if you want. But when they're on, it was really easy to turn the golf bag. That is something that I'm sure took a lot of attention on your part.
Well, what we did when we first designed it with the wheels was we started with a 7 1/4 inch wheel, which is, these are 11. And we started with them. We designed the ears the way the ears come off. Mm-hmm. That if you put it on a cart, they're perfect. It doesn't affect the cart. So the way we designed the where the actual wheels go on, they're up and away and out. So we designed it so they're far enough away from the bag so that it doesn't tip over. It doesn't feel like it's going to tip over. So we had to like fine tune the size of the wheel and the way they were away from the bag so that it was, maximum, ability to work.
Definitely. Well, you succeeded in that. Well, I truly, listeners, I was very surprised at how easy it was to maneuver this bag around. And Corey, being a golfer yourself, I mean, golfers are pretty picky about their golf bags. So what are some of the qualities that you knew you needed to have in this golf bag, aside from the wheels?
That's funny that you say that, because I'm one of these guys that have about 700 pounds of stuff in my golf bag. So my thing was to have enough pockets to keep all my stuff. Hmm. So especially, you have your scope, your viewfinder, your laser.
Yep.
I have a ball grabber because I'm in the water a lot of the times. So all these things that I have go into every one of those pockets. We have a line pocket for a sandwich or a water. Mm-hmm. So we insulated pockets. We have jewelry pockets. It has the same amount of pockets a normal bag would have, if not more. So that was one of my things, is to load all my stuff and make sure it still was workable.
Well, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there too. And what I really like is the club dividers themselves. Some golf bags, it's almost like they only got the two slots on the top. Your bag has, I believe, four, if I remember right. And it keeps the golf clubs separated nicely. They don't get tangled.
Like I said, we still wanted to keep it the stand bag. We didn't want to really have it a cart bag look. So that's why we kept the top the way we did. Instead of making like 14 slots or something different. We made the strap, the harness, good. So that it's, when you put that on your back, it's great. It's comfortable. It carries the bag. And it's not, we didn't want to use just one sling because it kind of gets the weight, moving differently. Mm-hmm. So the harness really, really works good on the bag.
Yeah, it's a nice double strap. Caddies anywhere would love it. And you had mentioned the junior golfers as well. I mean, it's a well-made golf bag overall. And the fact that you've got wheels and the handle on it as well, I mean, that's just the icing on the cake there. Now, the handle itself, how many iterations did you have to go through? You had mentioned it goes all the way down the entire length of the bag.
Yeah, when we first got it, we used a shorter handle, and it only went halfway down the bag. And when we got it, as soon as I started pulling it, I'm one of these guys that throw it down the stairs. I push on it, pull on it, because first of all, if you buy something and it's not good at from the first time, you're never going to buy it again. You're not going to tell your friends about it.
Right.
So my theory on it was it has to be good and strong from the start. So when we got it and the handle was shorter, it only went halfway down the bag, and it definitely was not strong. So I called them back and I said, I need those posts to go all the way down to the bottom, and I want the handle to pop up a couple more times. So you can adjust it either over your clubs, depending how you like it. I like it shorter, mm-hmm. but some guys like it adjusted out longer. But that made the total difference in that bag, that handle.
Hey guys, I'm really excited to tell you about our new partnership with Trolls Golf Club. That's right, Trolls Golf Club. Now, you've probably heard of NFTs before, even in passing or social media or wherever. And if you're curious about learning more, plus you want to play more golf at some of the most exclusive clubs around, then you need to go to trollsgolfclub.io. Trollsgolfclub.io. They've got all the information there for you on how to get started. And hey, you want to do it quick because the first mint of these NFTs is in November. Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick. Trollsgolfclub.io.
Yeah, it's, again, listeners, revolvegolf.com is the website. Go check it out right now. There's multiple colors available also. We got the yellow one on the screen here. Yes. I've got the blue and silver one at my house. Now, the golf industry...
There's also black and gray.
There's also black and gray. Okay. The golf industry itself, it's not the... It's a pretty saturated market, to say the least. So I love talking to entrepreneurs like yourself. What has been the biggest surprise so far spreading the word about your golf bag?
I don't know. I know a lot of people show interest in it, but I think a lot of golfers just they don't want to change. They're set in their way. It's a very traditional game. Mm-hmm. And when they see something new, like I, a lot of people love it and like it, and a lot of people are like, oh yeah, but that's where I think I'm hitting a little bit of a stoppage of it. People either love it or say, well, it's not a traditional, you know, golf thing.
Right.
But I said, wait, it will become that.
Yeah. Well, I know. So the few people that have seen the one that I have, they're absolutely blown away by it. They love it. They think it's one of the best ideas. And I say, hey, you got to go check them out. This is where you go get it. And it's interesting because you're 100% right. Golfers can get stuck in their ways. And if it's a brand new thing, they almost have to go and try it first. And I'm one of those people. I mean, I include myself in that. So I imagine that's kind of been similar to
my own friends. And they know I've been doing this for years. And even they're skeptical sometimes because where we are, we have to walk to the, you know, I go to the driving range 2-3 times a week. So it's great for me because I just wheel everything out to the driving range. I wheel it back to the car. I'm not carrying my bag on my shoulder. And especially at municipality courses like Bethpage, the driving range was on one side of the parking lot. Then you had to wheel your bag all the way back to the cart house, even if you needed a cart. So you saved yourself so much luck, you know, carrying of your bag that's where I'm seeing a lot of people that really love it.
Well,
is that the municipal courses?
I could imagine. And honestly, I mean, the holiday season's right around the corner. This is a fantastic gift for the golfers in your life. Cause I don't know about you, but I've got those people, they know I'm like the golf guy. And so they always ask for ideas to buy other people. I'm going to tell them, look at this golf bag. You have to check it out. 100%.
I made you a coupon code.
Oh, nice.
Unfiltered. Yep. You put in unfiltered and you'll get $50 off on top of the preseason sale.
Wow.
And if you give me your email address, you'll get free shipping. So
you
get the bag for $300. $300 special for you guys on unfiltered.
That is incredible. And I genuinely didn't even expect that. So the code is unfiltered.
Yep, you get, just put it in. Yep.
And you save some money.
Off.
Nice.
Yep. On top.
That's incredible. Well, now there's no reason, folks, that you can't go out there and do this. It's a great golf bag. It's got everything you could possibly need. And Corey, you know, as we talked a little bit about just golf as a business right now, you know, there's a lot of parts of the country, myself included, it's snowing outside right now. And now's the time when you want to kind of tinker with things. And you being a New York guy, you know what I'm talking about. The snow's coming. You're in Myrtle Beach now. I'm jealous of you. But this is one of those things that you could buy in the off season and get ready for the next season.
Yep. That's why we're doing the preseason sale. Hopefully people would buy it for their parents or whoever. And women love it too. My wife plays. She has one. And she loves it. She loves it. She doesn't have to carry her bag all over. And she can walk a few holes. And she
loves my bag.
There she is. It's a special guest appearance. Yeah. That's awesome. So I know things are just starting out for you. And I hope that we could spread the word and help get more people to purchase the bag, especially with the promo code that I didn't expect. And I'm so thankful that you were able to do that for our listeners. Thinking ahead, though, and I know you've probably dabbled with thinking ahead. Do you, I mean, are golf courses going to ask to have Revolve golf bags as a replacement to their push carts? What do you think?
I met with the guys at Bethpage and they love the idea and they're, you know, I don't think it's going to replace everything and I'm not expecting it to replace, you know, but they did like the idea. And a lot of the courses are taking it for their rental clubs.
Oh, nice.
So this way they don't have to hand out a wheel cart, or if the guys want to walk, they can. They want to use it on a cart. So right now we have a bunch of them that the courses are using them for their rental clubs, which is good.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I know, listeners, a lot of you work at golf courses. I've spoken to a lot of you. Keep this in mind. They're already doing it on the East Coast. I mean, let's keep this in mind here, folks. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the bag. We've talked about the price. We've talked about the promo code that our listeners can use to get even more money off it. What do we need to know about the bag that you love most? What's the feature that you love the most about the bag?
I love the whole bag, to be honest with you. It's so nice for me because I like to walk a few holes. I like to ride a few holes. And I also love when it's cart path only. I don't have to take six clubs with me. I could take the bag right off the back of the cart, throw the wheels on it, wheel it up and down, meet the guys up at the green, and I have my whole bag with me. So I'm not getting out to the ball and I'm 100 yards when I thought I was 160 and I have the wrong club. So in that aspect, the cart path only time, it's great because it saves your back. It saves you walking. And it's just a fantastic thing. It comes off the cart so simple. The wheels go on in literally a second, and you're wheeling away out to your ball with all your clubs. So that to me, I think, is a big aspect of the bag also.
You know, I hadn't even considered that, and that's a great point. I mean, the position of the wheels on the bag makes it so you could still put it on a cart. It's not going to get in the way. Obviously, if you take the bag off, it's easier to put the wheels on. But that is a great there's nothing I hate worse than cart path only.
Right. When you put it on the cart, you have to take the wheels off.
Yeah.
The wheels won't go on the cart. You know, the bag won't go on the cart with the wheels on it. So what I just pop them off, throw them in the back in the little basket. But to put them back on is a second. So it's a pleasure.
It's a great design. You obviously, there's a lot of thought and I could tell by how excited you are about the golf bag. I was blown away. I talked to Joe. We both know Joe. He sent me over the bag and I'm like, all right, let's take a look at this thing. I couldn't believe it. And I had to get my phone out, Corey, and I had to do a TikTok because that's a big thing now that we have to do over. did you see what I did?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you.
Yeah. My dog liked it too. He makes a special appearance in that one. But yeah, so it's a great golf bag, revolvegolf.com. You know, obviously, you know, people who like to walk, they're going to love this thing. We've already covered the fact that the holiday season's around the corner. This is something that you can get any golfer and they will appreciate it. And you can't ever have too many golf bags, Corey. I'm sure you got plenty in your...
That's for sure. The people that really like it are the older people that live like down in Florida, because mm-hmm. they only walk 9. And they love that they could have this one bag to put there. They only usually take a couple of clubs on an executive course. And they like to walk and get their exercise for the 9 mm-hmm. holes. This bag just lets them one piece, walk, do their thing. They don't have to take the cart out of the bag, and put it on. And then when you put it on, those things, they always twist and turn. That was one of the gripes I got from a lot of guys. When they use the cart, the extra cart, and always twisting and turning. This thing is one shot. They take it out of their trunk, go walk their 9 holes, take the wheels off, put it back in the trunk, and they're done.
Perfect.
So that was a big thing down in Florida. I was down in Miami at the international show with the bag, and a lot of the people that were down there liked it for that reason.
Excellent. It's a perfect idea. I mean, it checks so many boxes for golfers that they probably didn't even know they needed. And it's one of those things where you had mentioned it yourself. It replaces the need to buy an extra thing. You just have a combo. You don't need the push cart. You've got it on the bag now. So it's just, there's a lot of good ideas that went into it. Now, are you going to make it out to the PGA show in January?
Yeah, I was at, last year I was at the PGA show, but it wasn't open to the public. So,
right.
But this year I'm definitely going to be there this year.
Excellent. Well, there's a lot of industry friends that listen to this show as well. Folks, if you're going to be out there, go stop by, say hi to Corey Schneider at revolvegolf.com. He'll tell you everything. He's a nice guy. You know, he's even got people that, that make special guest appearances on his interviews. That's awesome. Yeah. So Corey, before we let you go, and again, thank you so much for coming on to talk a little bit about Revolve Golf. There's going to be a full review. There already is a full review on golfunfiltered.com. Folks, go check it out. Follow us on social media at Golf Unfiltered to see even more content about this outstanding golf bag. Corey, anything to leave our listeners with before we let you go?
Happy holidays. Have a good Thanksgiving. And hit them straight and not too often.
That's good advice.